Let's take another call from Joe. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, doctor. Hear me okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
What can I answer for you?
Sister has rheumatoid arthritis, took methotrexate, caused her nosebleed, stopped the methotrexate. The nosebleed stopped, started it again because she was getting the... I guess the question is there any natural treatment for rheumatoid arthritis?
Oh, there definitely is. Joe, the rheumatoid arthritis is one of those things that we've had pretty good success with at Tahoma Clinic. One thing is a lot of times rheumatoid arthritis is related to a genetic makeup for a person, where probably 80 to 90% of rheumatoid arthritics are gluten sensitive. So I often will have people go off their gluten intake, or at least test for it to make sure that they're not reacting to it. And a lot of times their serum inflammatory markers go right down. The RA factor drops, the C-reactive protein drops, there's much less inflammation. I had one patient who actually reversed her rheumatoid arthritis and really doesn't have any symptoms as long as she stays off gluten. So that was great to see. But as far as treatment, one thing that Dr. Wright has taught me is there's close to 100% correlation to low stomach acid in rheumatoid arthritis. So part of the problem can be malabsorption or, you know, maldigestion. And this is based on six European studies that he found. And he's a big believer in, you know, adequate stomach acid. So that would also be something your relative could test. We, at the Tahoma Clinic, we do Heidelberg testing, which is a measure of the amount of stomach acid your body makes. We have you come in fasting, you swallow a little capsule that checks the pH of your stomach, and then we challenge you to make your own stomach acid by giving you some bicarb. And it's a pretty accurate test, and if you fail the test, then we can tell about how much hydrochloric acid might be beneficial for your particular situation. So that's something I would probably recommend. And besides the gluten, you know, there could be other food sensitivities. So it's all about reducing the inflammation for any kind of arthritis. Actually, the rheumatoid arthritis can progress, and sometimes the fingers can get fairly gnarly. So that's what you want to really keep down, maintain good circulation. Dr. Wright also recommends a product called nanoparticulate gold, which is, I mean, we've all heard of colloidal silver, but they also make a gold product that is seems to be pretty effective in rheumatoid arthritis. Another product I like that is available in the dispensary is called Ultra Inflam X, and I really like that product. It's a, you know, you purchase it, it looks kind of like a protein powder. You mix it in smoothies, and that's something that can really keep the inflammation down. And it's designed as a product for autoimmune arthritis and autoimmunity in general. So that's something that they would also consider. Let's see. A lot of times, you know, autoimmune problems can develop for people in their 40s and early 50s, and it can correspond to a drop-off in hormone balance. So, and rheumatoid arthritis in particular is more common in females. So a lot of times by balancing the hormones, you can keep some of that inflammation at bay and, you know, prevent other diseases of aging too, like osteoporosis and heart disease and strokes and those things. So typically often DHEA can help, and occasionally we'll use borage oil or fish oil. Fish oil is one of those things that really helps reduce inflammation. So that's another possibility.
That's awesome, doctor. Last week you talked about the eye pressure, and there was something you could take. Was it carnosine or something, pills?
Oh, yes. We were talking about glaucoma, and there's a fantastic product that we carry in the dispensary called AC Carbamide. That's C-A-R-B-A-M-I-D-E. It's made by Standard Process. And yeah, we've had incredible good luck with reducing pressures anywhere from, 4 to 8 points. And it really protects the eye, and you may be able to go off your eye drops or at least reduce them. So, that particular product, I think, is fantastic for that.
And there's that film you get in your eye, whatever they call it, and you can take the CAN-C. And I think some of the CAN-C has N-acetyl carnosine in it. Is that good?
Yes.
To have in
there? Yeah. Now, you're not, are you talking about a cataract?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. The CAN-C, I think, is probably the number one product that we recommend for cataracts, and that can at least stabilize and prevent progression of the cataracts. So that's
I see
also...
there's some CAN-C that has N-acetyl carnosine and some doesn't. Should you get that? Which kind should you get?
I would definitely get the carnosine. Yeah, I didn't realize there were two types there. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The carnosine definitely helps. I also, with any eye problem, I always recommend something called Ocudyne, which has a lot of specific eye nutrients that Dr. Wright put together. And sometimes even just taking Ocudyne can make a huge difference in all kinds of different eye problems, including macular degeneration. It's definitely one of our go-to supplements to prevent that. So.
Absolutely awesome answers. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Joe.
You bet.
Great. And it looks like we need to take another break at the moment, and we'll get back with some other calls right after that. Thanks.